This is Ozarks at Large, and on this edition, we are celebrating the third anniversary of the show going daily. It is August 2nd, 2013. The show's all about the traditional third anniversary gift, which is leather, and we turn now to Katie Hendrickson. Katie, you came up with an idea that, well, leather's in the name. In fact, that's what it is, right? A name.
Yeah, I kept thinking and thinking of story ideas, and I don't know why, but all of a sudden Lake Leatherwood popped into my head.
In the office, we didn't know why Leatherwood.
Yeah, and you and I are both from Arkansas. Neither of us knew why anything would be named Leatherwood. We had no associations with that word, whether it was a family name or it turns out it's a plant.
Right, and although what you found out is still no one is 100% sure just how the name came about.
No. I mean, it's thought that it comes from a leatherwood shrub, which isn't even very common in our area anymore. But no one knows for sure who actually named the creek that spawned the name of the lake.
You talked to a world-famous source about herbs, Stephen Foster.
Yes.
But you started your conversation with...
I started talking to the director of Parks and Recreation for Eureka Springs. His name is Bruce Levine, and he's actually the one who pointed me in the direction of Stephen Foster as well.
Well, as the best we can figure, Leatherwood is named after the creek that is the main feeder creek into Lake Leatherwood, which is called Leatherwood Creek. And there's two Leatherwood Creeks. There's an East Leatherwood Creek and a West Leatherwood Creek. And East Leatherwood Creek runs through and alongside of Main Street. And West Leatherwood Creek flows into Lake Leatherwood, which was dammed up in 1940 by the Civilian Conservation Corps. The origin of the name Leatherwood, we are not entirely certain of. However, we think that it is named after a small tree, which is more like a shrub, that's called a leatherwood tree.
Bruce directed me to a plant expert and Eureka Springs resident to explain more about exactly what the leatherwood plant is.
My name is Stephen Foster, and I'm an author and photographer specializing in medicinal plants, basically plants used in herbal medicine, and I've done a couple of books on medicinal plants for National Geographic, as well as three Peterson field guides, including a... So living in Eureka Springs, I've been curious over the years about the origin of the name Leatherwood in relationship to Leatherwood Creek or Lake Leatherwood. And so about a year ago, I started looking at what is the origin of leatherwood.
Foster, in all his studies of plant life, had never come across a leatherwood plant in Arkansas. So he found a master's thesis from 1989 at the University of Arkansas, written by Michael E. Murphy, a survey of vascular plants in Carroll County, including the leatherwood.
A plant called leatherwood, Dirca palustris, was listed as being previously collected in Carroll County, but he didn't find it when he did his master's thesis. So I started looking into it a little further. Now, when Michael Murphy did his master's thesis in 1987, he probably looked for common leatherwood, Dirca palustris, in a along the creek bottoms in a riparian, rich, moist woodland. But as it turns out, Dirca decipiens, the new species, is a upland plant that occurs near limestone bluffs on higher ground. My speculation would lead me to believe that somebody long ago, coming down a hillside toward a creek, saw a leatherwood plant up on the hillside and went down to the creek below and decided to name the creek Leatherwood Creek. And that is entirely speculative on my part, but an interesting story nonetheless.
Parks and Recreation Director Bruce Levine has not spotted the leatherwood plant either.
Actually, I have not seen it myself in Carroll County, but hope to see it in the next week or so. But it's a small shrub, 2 to 3 feet tall, has sort of elongated oval leaves that just sort of blend in with the rest of the vegetation. The real unique, interesting feature about the plant is, even though it's a woody plant, the stems are extremely pliable, like leather. You can bend it in half and it won't break. So it's something you might notice in the spring, but you'd really have to be looking for it in order to find it.
Bruce Levine, Director of Parks and Recreation of Eureka Springs, talking about the ideas of where Lake Leatherwood gets its name. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
And if you'd like to read more about where the name Leatherwood comes from, you can go to Stephen Foster's website. That's stephenfoster.com/herbalblog.